the rest of the story. When Helga Estby died in 1942, the 81-year-old widow was properly buried, and then one afternoon daughters Ida and Lillian met at their mother's house. They had intended merely to sort through their mother's belongings. They never imagined that they would find what they found, a confession, a description in Helga Elby's own handwriting that she had done a very bad thing. Did Ida and Lillian know their mother's secret? Oh, well, yes, they had known since childhood, even though nobody in the family, not even their father, ever spoke of it. So many years had passed that the children could almost pretend it had never happened. But here it was now, staring back at them from the cold yellow pages of writing paper, the admission of a deed so dark that Ida and Lillian must now prevent its discovery for all time. And so the sisters took the incriminating evidence and went out to the backyard, buried it in a trash barrel, and there in ashes, Helga's shame might have remained, except there was another relative in the house that afternoon, a daughter-in-law, Margaret, who felt sorry for Helga. And so it happened that when Margaret discovered more incriminating evidence, some newspaper clippings from Minnesota, she quietly concealed them and took them and saved them, and you and I someday could learn the truth. Those faded news clippings stayed in the dark in the back of the drawer for 26 years. Came to light only after Margaret's husband had died, but to light nonetheless. So now we know the secret shame of Helga Estby. Her manuscript is gone, the hundreds of pages she wrote in longhand in the stillness of the upstairs room, the document her daughters had burned, gone. But historians, inspired by those tantalizing, belatedly revealed news items, retraced Helga's steps, literally. You see, back in 1896, the Estby family was struggling financially, needed money that they didn't have to pay the mortgage. Taxes on their farm near Spokane, Washington, were unpaid. And so hearing that a large cash prize was being offered for the first woman who dared walk across America, 36-year-old Helga Estby set out from Spokane, continued on foot through Salt Lake City and Denver and Des Moines and Chicago and Pittsburgh and Harrisburg and all the way to New York City. 7 months and 18 days walking. The adventure of a lifetime. The dishonor of her husband and her children. For you see, back in those days, particularly among Scandinavian immigrants, women simply did not venture forth on their own, did not preempt the role of the provider from their husbands, but Helga did, and Helga did. And for those unpardonable sins was she scorned by her family and shunned by her neighbors, and only after her death were the memoirs of her journey incinerated. A remarkable American history lost because Helga Estby did not stay home where the world had insisted all women belonged. And now you know the rest of the story.